Chapter 8. The Newt. During Matilda's first week of school, Miss Honey said to the class, "The head teacher likes to teach each class once a week. She is going to teach this class on Thursday afternoons. So tomorrow, at 2 o'clock, Miss Trunchbull will be your teacher. I will be here too, but I will not say anything. Do you understand?"
"Yes, Miss Honey,"
the children said. "Wear clean clothes and wash your hands well," said Miss Honey. "Speak only when she asks you a question, and don't try to be funny. And there's one more thing. She must always have a jug of water and a glass on her desk. She never teaches a lesson without it. Who will get that from the kitchen for her?"
"I will,"
Lavender said quickly.
"I won't forget, I promise."
Lavender's mind was already working. She knew about the glue in Matilda's father's hat and the hair dye. Now she wanted to do something brave. She thought about it all afternoon and soon had an excellent plan. There was a river near Lavender's garden, which was the home of lots of newts. Newts do not come out very much, so many people have never seen them. But they are ugly animals. They are not dangerous, but some people are frightened of them because they look like little baby crocodiles. That evening, Lavender went down to the river and lay next to it for a long time. After an hour or more, she saw a big newt. With a lot of hard work, she caught it in her school hat. She put the newt into her pencil box and shut the top. The next day, she carried the pencil box with the newt inside to school. She was feeling very excited. She wanted to tell Matilda about her plan, but she decided that it was safer if no one knew. She could not eat lunch because she was too excited, and after lunch, she ran to the kitchen to get a jug of water for Miss Trunchbull. She filled the jug, carried it to the empty classroom, and put it on Miss Honey's desk. Then she held her pencil box over the jug and opened it. And the newt fell in. For a few seconds, the newt swam around wildly, and then it disappeared quietly under the water. Everything was ready. At 2 o'clock, all the pupils and Miss Honey came into the classroom and waited.
"Good afternoon, children,"
Miss Trunchbull shouted as she marched in.
"Good afternoon, Miss Trunchbull,"
they said. She stood and stared down at the small children who were sitting nervously at their desks.
"What horrible little worms," she said. "Now, stand up and put your hands out. I want to see if they are clean."
The children quickly stood up. Miss Trunchbull began walking around the classroom, looking at everyone's hands. Everything was fine until she stopped by a small boy.
"What's your name?" she shouted.
"Nigel,"
the boy said.
"Your hands are dirty, Nigel. When did you last wash them?"
"Oh, I'm not sure," said Nigel. "Maybe it was yesterday, or maybe the day before."
"You horrible little worm," the Trunchbull shouted. "Have you stupid children learnt anything this week?"
She pointed at a small boy called Eric, who was sitting at the front of the classroom.
You! Spell what?
W-O-T,
Eric answered quickly. Everyone was silent.
Oh, I know, said Eric. It's got an H in it. W-H-O-T. It's easy.
Suddenly, the Trunchbull was standing behind Eric. He looked around at her nervously.
I was right, wasn't I? He said.
You were wrong!
The Trunchbull shouted.
You will always be wrong. You sit wrong. You look wrong. You speak wrong. You're a stupid little boy. You're a stupid worm.
Miss Trunchbull picked the boy up by his ears.
You're hurting me!
Eric screamed. Miss Honey cried,
Miss Trunchbull, don't do that. His ears will come off.
They'll never come off,
the Trunchbull shouted back.
I have discovered, after years and years, that the ears of small boys are stuck on very well. They get longer, but they never come off. The word what is W-H-A-T. Now spell it, you little worm.
Eric was screaming louder and louder, and he was kicking the air wildly.
W-O-H-A-T spells what?
He shouted. The Trunchbull put Eric down on his chair and then marched to the front of the class.
That's how you teach them, Miss Honey. Read Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens. The head teacher in that book knew what to do with a class like that. Of course, none of these stupid little worms will ever read a book like that.
I've read Nicholas Nickleby, Matilda said quietly.
The Trunchbull looked carefully at the small girl who was sitting in the middle of the classroom.
You are lying to me, child. What's your name?
Matilda stood up and said,
My name is Matilda Wormwood, Miss Trunchbull.
Your name is Wormwood, is it?
The Trunchbull said.
Your father sold me a car last week. When I was driving it this morning, it suddenly stopped. The oil was full of sawdust. That man steals from people.
He's clever at his business, Matilda said.
Clever?
The Trunchbull shouted.
I think that you are clever too. I don't like clever people. When your father sold me that terrible car, he told me some bad stories about you. I shall watch you carefully. Sit down and be quiet.